Well, we've been looking at a series across the last few weeks and leading up to Easter, Passion Profiles, people who have had some sort of impact on the Easter story and leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. And today we've reached the soldiers who crucified him. And we're going to be thinking a little bit about that this morning. So I'm going to read from Matthew 27, and from verse 27 through to verse 36, about those soldiers who crucified him. Then Pilate's soldiers took Jesus into the governor's palace, and the whole company gathered around him. They stripped off his clothes and put a scarlet robe on him. Then they made a crown out of thorny branches and placed it on his head and put a stick in his right hand. Then they knelt before him and made fun of him. "Long live the King of the Jews," they said. They spat on him and took the stick and hit him over the head. When they had finished making fun of him, they took the robe off and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to be crucified. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And there they offered Jesus wine, mixed with a bitter substance. But after tasting it, he would not drink it. And then they crucified him and divided his clothes among them by throwing dice. After that, they sat there and watched him. Above his head, they put a written notice of accusation against him. "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." And then they crucified two bandits with Jesus, one on his right and the other on his left. More of that in a moment. And now Grace is going to come up, and you've got a game for us, Grace, is that right?
So this morning, Chris has just read that we heard the soldiers were throwing dice for Jesus' clothes. So I thought we'd play a little game of dice ourselves. So I'm going to need about six children. So, actually, we've got six. Don't worry. Right, I can't count. Okay, so we're going to play a game of dice. So here you go. Here's my dice. It's a bit bigger than your normal one, though. Okay, so the game in the game is to get the highest number, because the highest number wins. So you're each going to roll the dice, and we'll see who gets the highest number. So if you want to start, Jessica. What is it?
Four.
Shout it out.
Four.
You got a four? Yeah. Right. Let's see if Layla can beat that. What did Layla get?
Four.
Two fours. You like your fours this morning. Are you going to roll it?
Two.
Ah, you got a two. Oh dear. Two's a good number though.
Four.
Another one. This game's not going to work at this rate. Oh, that's a big throw. That's three. What is it?
Three.
Ah. A three. Unlucky, Charlie. Your brother's still beating you. You ready? Oh, can you reach out this one out for me?
Two.
You've got a two. Unlucky. Right, so anybody who didn't... I think, what was the highest number? Four. Anybody who didn't get a four, if you want to go and sit back down, because unfortunately you didn't get the highest number. Okay, so you're going to throw again now, because we've got to have a winner. So you're going to keep throwing until we get a winner. Okay, so what did Jessica get?
One.
Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, so another big throw. And what is it?
Three.
Oh, so we have a winner so far. Let's see if we can get higher than a three. That was a big spin. Shout out your number.
Two.
Two. Oh, so you're not that lucky after all, Charlie. Oh, okay. So Layla's the winner. Can I have a dice? So the rest of you can can go and sit back down now, because we have a winner. Okay, so Layla, this is your prize. But I'm going to give you the chance to change it. I'm going to give you a chance to double it. Yeah. Yeah? So you can get two. But in order to get two chocolate bars, you need to roll a 2 or a 4. Now, they are the common numbers, so you might have a chance. But if you decide to play, you won't get any if you don't get a 2 or a 4. So you have a choice. So what do you think she should do? Come on, shout it out. What do you think? Okay, so we have a mixture there. A lot of you want her to play, a lot of you want her to take it. So, Layla, what are you going to do? Yeah, she's going to play. So here's the dice. You have one chance to get a 2 or a 4. But before you roll, let's have a drum roll. Oh. What is it?
6.
A 6? Oh. Unlucky, Layla.
She leaves with nothing. Isn't it? How do we do that? Oh, we've got a chocolate button to make up for it. Here, have some chocolate. You can have the chocolate buttons. I feel so bad about that. Oh. Sorry, everybody else who lost. That's what happens when you roll the dice. Some people win, some people lose. Why are we playing a dice game? It's a bit silly, isn't it? When we're thinking about something so sad as Jesus dying on the cross. But that's what was happening. While Jesus was being taken away to be killed, the soldiers were playing a game. They were playing a game to decide who would get Jesus' coat or his clothes, because it was their job, the soldiers, it was their job to kill Jesus. And they did lots of that. And one of the things they got to do was they got to keep the clothes. But who was going to get it? They thought about ripping it up, and it was going to ruin it. So they decided to roll the dice and see who would win. So they were doing that while Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross. And that was the scene. We can see it here, maybe. There they were. There's the soldiers, got the dice. Who's going to win? And while they were playing that game, maybe they were thinking that really the biggest loser around was Jesus. Because they were rolling the dice and they were going to end up going home at that night. But Jesus had lost even his clothes. They were going. And Jesus was going to lose his life that day. And the soldiers must have been thinking, well, I may win or lose this, but Jesus is the big loser today. But what they didn't realise, it wasn't just by chance that they were throwing the dice to get his clothes. They didn't realise that a long, long time before, way, way back, hundreds of years ago, King David had written about somebody suffering like Jesus. And there's lots of things in the Old Testament that talk about how Jesus would suffer. And this is in Psalm 22. They gamble for my clothes and divide them amongst themselves. So that kind of changes the picture a bit. It means that instead of it just being a roll of the dice, Jesus hasn't played the game very well. Jesus has ended up being the loser. Actually, it's not really like that. That's not the game. It's something different. That actually, God had intended that this would happen. And God had known this would happen, that people would want to kill Jesus. And God had built it into his plan to show us that Jesus loves us. Jesus was not the loser that the soldiers thought he was. The story and the game wasn't over. Well, the next part of our reading tells us that the soldiers weren't finished with Jesus. And here it is here. They stripped off his clothes and put a scarlet robe on him. Then they made a crown out of thorny branches, placed it on his head, and put a stick in his right hand. Then they knelt before him and made fun of him. Long live the King of the Jews, they said. So these soldiers, they were foreigners. They weren't from Palestine. They were Roman soldiers. And as far as they were concerned, Jesus was just another job for them. But perhaps they thought there was something special about him because they did treat him differently. What were they dressing him up as? Can anyone answer that question? What were they dressing Jesus up as?
A red robe.
They put him in a red robe, that's right. There's the things they put on him. And a
Uh-huh.
A crown of thorns?
That's right. Those are the things they put on Jesus. What were they trying to make him look like? Anyone get it?
A king.
Very good. A king. I've got a picture of a king. He's a bit later, this king. A prize for the grown-ups, they can tell me who this king is. Napoleon, very good. I can't give you Layla's chocolate, sorry. But this is Napoleon. He doesn't really come into the Bible, but he had a really good picture because he's got on a crown and he had a stick in his hand and a robe on his back. Kings have always done that kind of thing. They've always had the crown that shows they're in charge, they're the boss. They've had a scepter that shows that stick, they rule over everything. And a cloak made of the richest cloth. And they dressed up Jesus to look a bit like a king. The king they were thinking of was a Roman emperor, but I haven't got any pictures of them. But they weren't being nice to Jesus, saying, Jesus, you're a king, were they? They were making a fool of him. They were saying, if you're a king, Jesus, then how come we're about to kill you? How come you've lost the game? How come you're dying on a cross later on? So that was what the soldiers were. They thought Jesus was maybe a bit of a joke. He was a nutcase who'd got out of hand, standing up, thinking he could be the king of the Jews, when really everyone knew that the Roman emperor was in charge. And that's where that story leads us. It leads us to there, to the point where the soldiers say, Jesus, you say you're the king? Who are you really? You're nobody. And that's quite a sad place to be. What did Jesus say about the soldiers? Well, when he was on the cross, he said this. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there and the two criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. I think it was talking about the soldiers there. Now, last week I had the electricians in, and the electrician said something very similar to me about my house. They said, whoever wired up this house didn't know what they were doing. And because the person that had been in my house before we were there, he used to like to do a lot of jobs on his own. And he had wired all things together, funnily behind things. We keep finding things he'd done wrong. Is that what Jesus meant? These soldiers, they don't know what they're doing. They're rubbish at this. Did he mean that? So can anyone think what he might have meant then, if he didn't mean that?
That they're doing the wrong thing.
Very good. They didn't know what they were doing was wrong. That's a good idea. It could mean a few things, couldn't it? What else could it mean? They didn't know that what they were doing was wrong because it was just their job. They just had to do that job. What else could it mean? They didn't know what they were doing. It's a tricky one, isn't it? I think you're right, Cameron. They didn't know what they were doing was wrong. And the reason it was wrong was they didn't realise that actually, when they said to Jesus, you're the king, Jesus really was a king. They didn't know that what they were saying was really true. They didn't realise that he wouldn't be wearing a crown of thorns one day, that in just a few days' time he was going to show that he had power over everything, even power over death. But he'd given all that up to go and die on the cross. Jesus could have stopped them at any time. He could have called on angels to help him, but he didn't. And he didn't because it was God's plan that he died. Jesus had to die. It was part of God's plan to save us. And when he died on the cross, he died there for us. But one day, we'll see Jesus as king. And those soldiers didn't realize that. That's what Jesus meant. They don't know what they're doing. They don't realize they're killing me, and I'm God. And I'm going there voluntarily, really. I'm giving myself up. So, was Jesus the loser on Good Friday? Was he the one who'd thrown the dice, made a bad guess, thought that he would win and he didn't win? That's not what we believe. We believe that Jesus rose again. That this was on Friday when Jesus was killed, but on Sunday, when the disciples went to the tomb, things were different. So as we could go towards Easter, and it's only a couple of weeks away, we can be like the soldiers. There are plenty of people in the world who mock Jesus and who think he's a religious nutcase. Maybe they even think we're religious nutcases. I went out to my book club dinner the other night and I was sitting there, you sort of sat next to lots of different people, we're all chatting about what we did. When I said I'd been at church, at a church event that day, two or three of the people literally, their jaws dropped. They just couldn't believe, what, you're a Christian? And whether that reflects on what they thought about me, what they thought about Christians. But really, obviously, they were rethinking it. She's crazy, is what they were thinking. This is mad. That's what the soldiers thought. This isn't right. But we can be like Jesus. We could be like the soldiers and say, don't think this is right. Don't think Jesus is for us. Or we can be like Jesus. Jesus on the cross, even when people were being cruel to him, when they were mocking him, when they made him dress up like as a king and they said horrible things to him and spat on him, even then Jesus reacted with kindness and forgiveness and compassion. And that's how we should be. And we should have confidence that Jesus is king. I'd like to do my Tony Campolo impression for the grown-ups. I don't know if you remember when he was here and he told that story about how it was Friday but Sunday was coming. I can't quite manage it. I can't carry it off. But it is Friday at the moment in the story for Jesus. But Sunday is coming. It's Friday and he's low. He's being mocked. The soldiers are taunting him. But Sunday's coming. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that this story isn't the end for you. It's just the beginning. King Jesus, when we think about how you suffered and were mocked, how you were treated cruelly, it makes us feel sad and sorry. Thank you that even in that horrible time, you were thinking about the soldiers with forgiveness and you were praying for them. And we acknowledge now what they didn't know. They didn't realise that you really were king. And we thank you that even though you're king, you went to the cross for us. Amen.